the bevuah. If he's able to see his reflection in the shadow, the bevuah is made of the yosla beisai. Then he'll know that he will return home. Then he knows that he will return home. Rashi said bevuah debuah means it's litzeloi. It means like a double reflection. If you can see his double reflection, that's the proof that he will come home. The Gemara comes out and says, "Yishinov v'lav nilsi." We don't rely on this because Dilma may be a chol she'daite or misra mazlei. Rashi says the person should not do like this because maybe it's a Dilma heavy sin labishi, has a bad mazel now or mitzayir itself or misra mazlei. Maybe got into a bad mood. The Gemara says that Dilma chol she'daite gets into a bad mood right now and that will make him to a bad mazel. So therefore, don't do this. It's not a proof, really, that it will happen this way. So Mora says that a famous Gemara, Omar Abaye says, Hashta the Yam with Sim the Nusi. Now that people say that symbols mean something, if so, you hate Rogel Inish. A person should be used to have a habit like Lamecho Reishosa Kroh, that on Rosh Hashanah a person should eat Kroh, pumpkin, for Rubia. To show what it is, different type of beans or melon, or it means some people say it means carrots. Karsi should eat leek. Sukkah should eat beets. For tamarind dates, this will be a symbol. Like we know, some people eat this on Rosh Hashanah by night, and they say Yiratzon, that the enemy should be destroyed. It's a simon that all the enemies should be destroyed and should have a good year. Rashi says Ruby means talsin. Vahani ikha the godly maher. The Ika Damaski, some grow fast and some are very sweet. O Malera Mishasha Libnei, so Mishasha said to his sons, Ki Beisu Lemezel Lemigma Kaime Rabbechon, when you like wish to come before your rebellion to learn. So he said, before you go to your rebbe's to learn, is Gureisu Mikoro Masnison, first review all the Mishnaisin. Vada oil kame rabbechun, and then you should go to sit before your rebbe's to learn. V'chiyasvi kame rabbechun, and when you sit before your rebbe, is chozel lepume. You should look at the mouth of your rebbe. Chozel lepume the rabbechun. Shnei the pasuk says, v'yu enecho reyus es merechom. Like your eyes should be able to see your rebbe. V'chi gerisu shmaitata, and when you study, like shmaitata means learnings, meaning Gemara itself, you should learn it by the side of water, next to water. Just like water is like drawn out, the same thing you're learning also should be drawn, should be prolonged. You should learn a long time, you should learn a lot. Another thing he said also was a person should rather be al-kilki. You better be living in this city, Machzor, which doesn't have so much violence there, even though it means you have to be Kilkli Rashi says in Ashpa, it's top of the junkyard, but still rather be there for Leia Pab in the Pumpadisa, and not to be in the palace of Pumpadisa. So Rashi says, Shalistim Hoy, there are a lot of robbers over there, Kremina Borba Raitiv, Pumpadisa Levecha, that a lot of robbers there, so therefore there's a lot of violence there, so stay away from Pumpadisa. Another thing he said was, Tav Gildino, sorry, Lamecho Mikuchta. Eat. Rashi says it means small fish, musrachas that are rotten away. You're better off eating small, rotten fish than rather eating this kucha that breaks rocks. Because even though it's such a strong food that a mamish could break rocks, when you throw this on top of food, it could throw it on top of rocks, it could break the rocks. But still, like Rashi says, the Gemara Pesachim says, Shleisha devon nemu bekutach. That's the time to miss a lady, closes up your heart. See if it's not kedai to eat this food, the kutach. Now the Gemara says, the Pesach says that his palo chana and chana davened, v'atayim and she said like this, olat libi b'ashem, like my heart is excalled with a kodesh baruch hu. Roma karni, that in my horn is exalt. So the deek is, roma karni, a horn was exalt. But the Lord Ramapach, not just a jug, because if the anointment of the king was run through a keren, then it'll be a long time. But if it was only through a pach, through a jug, then not so long. Satumor says, Dovru Shleimai, Shenimshachu bekeren, when they became a melech, their nimshach, they poured shemen over them from a horn, is nimshachu machusam, their malchus extended a long time. But Shaul v'Yehu, when these two kings became kings, Shaul and Yehu, shenimshchum min apach, they poured the shemen over them from a jug, is over there, lenimshchum achusam, the malchus did not extend too long. Then it says the Mishnah, another one of the high decreases is a mafatzeh nesakteris. If somebody compounds like the incense, makes the same amount of kteris that wasn't the base of Migdash, for that you're over a lav in high decreases. Turn around, what about this? Ha mafatzeh nesakteris. Somebody compounds the incense is the lamed bo. He does it in order to learn. He does it just to learn to know how to do it, or else oil the meisul tzibur. He makes the k'teris in order to give it over to the tzibur, but not for his own private use. So lechu is potter on that. You're not over chayiv krisis. Lo reich, but unless he does it with a purpose to smell it, then chayiv and echnami, then takis chayiv. Whoever does smell from the keteris is potter. Let's say somebody else made the keteris, so you have the keteris from the Beis Hamikdash, and you go stam and you smell it, so maisi potter, you're not chayiv. Ela shemol, but the maisi over in istamila, but the chiva kura chayiv krisis, you're not, since you didn't make it. For the Gemara, miyuk amilu, the true what you're saying is you're at istamila just by smelling the keteris, but reach by smelling, I vomer Hashem ben Pazi, on the Rishur ben Levi. Mishum Bakapora, that the klal usually is curl, a voice, or mara, looking at something nice that belongs to Hegdish. Bereach is smelling something from Hegdish. Ein bren mishumil is no isamila. Because the rainbow mamish, like if somebody hears something of Hegdish, they have a hanor from it. Or they see the beautiful things of Hegdish, or they smell it, there's no isamila. So the Havamin is because all these three things are considered ein bren mamish. You're not really taking anything away from Hegdish. So how could you say if you smell the keteris that you're over nisamila? So Gemara says by reich when you smell the keteris, usually there is nisamila. That the Rebbe Kapora says there's no nisamila. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Reich means achre shetalot tam rosa, means after you burnt the incense and now when the smoke goes up, if you smell that, then there's no nisamila. And the klal is ein ba mishamila. Why? The pshat is even though regular smell the keteris you would be chayiv over nisamila, but over here once you burn the incense and nasa mitzvosay, that's always a cloud. Keep it shenasa mitzvosay, then the nisamila goes off it. So that we say here, if you smell it, that you're over the nisamila. That's if you smell it before you burn the incense. Smori asked the question, is this really true? Why not? Like even though it's not a mitzvah, why is there no isamila? I baray trumas adeshen. There's the mitzvah of trumas adeshen of taking off the ashes from the mizbeach. The nasa mitzvah that since you already burnt all the emurim on the mizbeach is considered you are not a mitzvah. Still by the trumas adeshen, when the kohen has to take off a truma, a shovelful from the ashes of the mizbeach. Somebody has to know from those ashes is over nisamila, even though it's already nasa mitzvosei. So my answer, that's not a question. I'll answer you mishum dehevei trumas hadeshin of big dekuna. Shneik sumon boink yechud. There are two times the Torah says, yes, there's still nisamila, even though it was nasa mitzvosei. And that's by this mitzvah of trumas hadeshin and by big dekuna. After a kohen got finished using his clothing, let's say they become worn out that you can't use them anymore. The klal is even though it's not the mitzvah, it's still the nisamila. Only these two places, and therefore the klal is the chol shneik suma boink yechod ein malamdin. Any two psukim come together, the klal is coming out from that. So much of it depends. Honichol rabbon, that's good according to rabbon and shita. So it's good according to rabbon that they learned by big day kuna tak this nisa no even after nasa mitzvah. Now, by true masadeshin, Rashi says he has a special gzeras. Because of the chizus, it says with somoy the mash mishom taken as osay. The true may have to put there and bury there mash mitzosa bano. So Moshe says bishleim according to Rabban and they hold who had been by big dekun also. Even though nasa mitzvosa still mitzosa bano. So it comes out you have two psukim and therefore only these two places and a malamdin. But the Gemara asks elul or Reb Dois. According to Reb Dois, Maiklemen, what can you say? The Tani will learn like this, when the Pasuk says by the big dekuna, the nichem sham, leave them there. Is Malamakam's teacher, Shetun and Geniza. That's what the Rabbanan say. That the leftover begodim, So you can't use it anymore. You have to bury it like a tzasabanos and nisamilu on it. But Reb Daisy says, Ksherim em l'kain hejit, that the worn out begodim of a big day kain godol, he can't use it, but it's fit for kain hejit to use. Umat tamlan, what does the pasuk say? V'nichem shom, you should leave it there. Just means shle yishtamash ben b'yom kippur machar. Is the kain godol, after he gets finished using his begodim on Yom Kippur, the four begodim, the white begodim, he cannot wear it anymore. But enechman, the kain hejit could use it. So according to Reb Daisy, there's no prospect to say that the big dekuna efus nasa mitzvason, there's nisa mila on it. So my sister still is not a kasha. I'll answer you, mishum deve trumas adesh, and even according to Reb Daisy, still is considered two psukim. Why? Because there's the mitzvah of trumas adesh, and also vegla rufa. The pash vegla rufa also, even after you knock chop off its head, still the egla is also bano. So it's called shnei ksumah boi kiyechod. And therefore the klal is v'chol shnei ksumah boi kiyechod ayim malam kinoi not from it. So these two places, bedavka, even though it's nasa mitzvah, and still it's also, and mashmal other places, once it's nasa mitzvah, it becomes muta bano, there's no isimila. The more it says, trumas adeshin mai, what's the case by trumas adeshin? Tatani v'lam like this, when the pasuk says, v'somoy eitzlam mizbeach, you're supposed to put the yeshes on the side of the mizbeach. Malamre comes to teach us, Sheatun and Geniza. It has to be gone, it has to be hidden over there. Egla, so mash mitzvah bano. Egla rufa mahi. What's the loch of egla rufa? Time to learn like this. The awful shah mystical is supposed to chop off that of the ego. Benacho, by the river. Malama comes to teach us, Sheatun and Geniza, that the awful shah mashma over there, the ego, even after you chop off the head, still it's also bano. You can't leave it, you can't move it. You have to like bury it there. So even though it's nasa mitzvah, so still, you have to leave it there. Now the Gemara still asks, "Leman the Yomado that Shneiksum and Bonki Yechad Malamdin." Even though the Torah says something twice, you could learn out. Like with the other sheet, there is no. If the Torah meant to learn out from here all over, the Torah just should have said once. Why does the Torah have to say it twice? It says it twice. Teach us that only here, no place else. But Leman the Yomado says no. Even my Tuksukim still, you could say it's Urchi Barchi, and you could learn out from every other place. So why don't we learn out from these two mitzvahs? So Gemara says, here from these two mitzvahs, we do not. Everybody agrees. We do not learn out. Because there are two separate mutim over here to teach us only here and no place else. The true masadashing siddapotik says v'somui is hardain in midyachrin aloi mashmoni over here only by true masadashing is such a mitzvah. They said even though it's not a mitzvah, so still you have to bury the ashes here and leave it there. Mashmadin only over here and no place else. That's called Vesamu Hod. So Vesamu means only this place, no place else. Loi, Gabi Egla Rufa exhibit says, so Arufa, Mashmagen Arufa in the Midyachrin Loi. Only the Arufa has this thing that it should be buried here, you can't use it. But no place else. So if everybody agrees here that these two Psukkim Amutim, only here do we say the Klali is Ein Malamdin. That you came on out. So Nechnami, that's the cloud that all other places we say, Kibun Shanafta Mitzvah, it's Hutta, the Yisra'no, there will not be an Yisra'milah on it. So that was the first before by the Keteris. That it says by the Keteris, there's no Chiv, if you smell it, there's no Yisra'milah, that's after you burn the Keteris. But if you smell it before you burn the Keteris, Mash, that's called Yeshpay Mamish, then there would be an Yisra'milah if you smell from the Keteris before it was burnt, before it was Nasa Mitzvah. Yeah, turn around and like this. It says, Pitamak Teres, how exactly is supposed to compound, make the incenses? So it's like this. Pitamak Teres is Hatzori. You have to take some of the Tzori, this type of an incense. Some say that's the Boom, Tatsi Purim, this type of an incense. The Achelbeno and the Halavoino. Now Rashi says, Hatzori, Rashi says that's Seraf Notaf. That's like Seraf that comes out of the tree. Miyatze Aktof, and then Tziporin Rashi says Shecholas Mutaglin Tufro Shecholkog, then Chelbono Gabamlo. So these incenses. So from this you have to take Mishkal Shivim Shol Shivim Mona. You have to take of each one of them a quantity of 7 monas. Of each one of them you have to take a quantity of 70. Now Mor and Oketzio Shibolus Ner Bekarkoim. Mishkal Shishu also Shal Shishu also Mona. You have to take each one of these 16 monas by weight. Now Hakoisht, Shnei Mosa. Tonight you have to take 12. Kilufa Shloisha. This type of incense, the Kilufa, you have to take 3 monas, Shloisha. For Kinmoin Tisha. And from Kinmoin, you have to take 9 monas. Burius Karshina Tisha. From this Burius Karshina, you have to take also 9 Tisha carbon. You have to take out 9 carbon. Now, Yayin Kafrisin. From Yayin Kafrisin, you have to take Sin Tlosa, 3 Soz. And carbon Tlosa, 3 carbon. In Main Law, Yayin Kafrisin, you don't have this wine, this Yayin Kafrisin from place Kafrisin. Because it was strong wine. If you don't have this type of wine, then maybe Chama Chava Yenatik. You could also bring this type of wine. Old white wine you could use instead of it. Chama Chava in white old wine. Melech Stoimist, and you have to take the salt of Stoim. Roiva, you have to take a quarter of a calf. Roiva. Maloshen, from this Maloshen you have to take. Kolshu, any small amount is enough. Rabbi Nosson Neymer, Af Kifa Sayardin Kosher. Nostra says also Kifa Hayardin, it's also any little amount is enough. Rashi says Kifa Sayardin is Asif, type of a grass, Hagodah that grows out Svas Sayardin by the sides of the Yardin. Now the Gemara says, V'im Nosson bought Vash Tzula, if you put the honey inside it, that possible the Keteris. And like Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, Ki chol sov, v'chol devash, is possible. Now, what's going to be chister achas, mikol samamoneho? If you're missing any one of these samamonim, roch is chayiv misa. You're chayiv misa, you did not make the Keteris the way you're supposed to. So Rashi says, chayiv misa means, ki yayo b'yom ha-kippurim nechsiv, v'ayyovo b'cholei sal ha-kodesh, v'lo yomus, but b'zois yov yaron. The chimar keteris like yuchoso is bias rakonesi of chayiv misa. The case of the kohen gadol comes in yom kippur to the kodesh kadoshim without the right amount of keteris is like he's coming in without the keteris, and then it'll be chayiv misa. Now Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon says hatzori einu elef saraf hanoitev miatzia ktaf. He says this tzori is only saraf, that's like renzymes that comes out from the tree, Miyatsektof. Now, Boris Karshina, what is that? She softened birth of Tziporim. That used to smear over the Tziporim. Kedesh Teino, in order to look nice. Rashi says, because Sheshchori, it used to be black. This would make it look nice. Yayin Kafrisin, this wine from Kafrisin. She softened birth of Tziporim, used to soak inside the Tziporim. Kedesh Teino, in order to make it strong. Rashi says, She Reach Mechozik, it shall be strong. Smell to it. Va'aloi, the question, Va'aloi mei raglayim yofalo, really urine would be very good for the salsa to make it strong. Elo, the klal is, she machlis mei raglayim lemitish, now let her bring mei raglayim into the base of mitish. The Mosa says, Messiah leil, it's a proof now, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. The Yoma, he says, Kodeshi, Kodesh tiyalachim, means to say, kol ma'aseh leyu elo ba'kodesh. All that you make the keteris with should all be made in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Rashi says, Shabbat Zohar Hayim Asfatin, he used to make this pitum in the Azor itself. And Rashi says, the proof is, like otherwise, how come they didn't put the Meir Aglaim in it outside, and it should be mixed up, and if it's like bottom rice, it's not cool, you bring the Meir Aglaim into the Beis Hamikdash. And Lamayat Epshat is, they used to do this inside the Beis Hamikdash, therefore you can't bring Meir Aglaim into the Beis Hamikdash. Mace, we have a question. Says how makdish nechosev, someone is makdish all his property. Voyibod vorm haril kabonis. They had certain things that were fit to be used for kabonis. Is le kabonis hatzibur for korban tzibur? And the Rashi says we hold stam hegdish is lebedik habayis. And he had things that were fit to be used for korban tzibur. The Kabbalah says how makdish nechosev yesh from davar roel mizbeach. It had the gedushas aguf on it. So here also, so. Ilocher is yitnu li'umnin bischorin. He's supposed to give it to the workers for their pay. Now Rashi explains the reason why he gave it to the workers. Rashi says, because this is something that's the tzorech hatzibur. He's supposed to buy it from the money of the trumas halishcha. You have to get the money from the trumas, from the kupas of the truma. So therefore, since this was not bought from that, they can't really use it. So therefore, they just give it to the umnin, to the people that work there. So that's called the Kabonas Atzibah Jinosan Lumnin Bischorin. Now, Hani Dvor Maruyim Manin, what are we talking about things now? The Dvor Maruyim, the Kabonas Atzibah, you give it to Lumnin. E Baim, if you want to say a Baim of Achaya, turn away, we learned it already. E Yenasit, Rashi Tony Law, Hosam Masech Tishkolim, Vani Ruin Lyoka Kamal Atzibah, Baim of Achaya Sislav Davka. E Yenus Shmon of Assault, as if wine, or oil of flour, also turn and live. You also learned it over there. And the Lach Kteris is talking about the Lach of Kteris over here. Trashi, Diena Roy del Litziber, Almois and Kteris, Min HaChulin, Uvachutz, Mashimet Kteris outside from Chulin and outside the Beis Hamikdash. There was a Kasha on Yosef Rebbe Chanina. The Mash, when you Makdash your things, it is fit to be used for the Kteris. So, Rabbi Shio, B'yoysa, Nitenes Lumna Bischorin. That is, indeed you could use it, that you give it to the workers, that's all. Rashi Goy Lomba Kodesh Nasas, no, the real Kateris is made inside the Beis Hamikdash. Vloyis, speak Lekhamenu, Atshek Dishai. And they did not buy it until first real Makdashit. Sizing Mor's answer, we're not talking about the regular Kateris, because the regular Kateris you cannot bring from outside, but rather it has to be brought inside. So that's what it says here, you give it over what you are Makdash from your private things. As things that nisn and lumn and bischorin to give to the workers for their pay. The time you learn like this, meiser akteris, leftover money from the kteris or leftover kteris, ma yoisin, but not only the money, but if the makdish all these incense, what do you do with the leftover of them? That's called meiser akteris. Is oye mafrishim menu scharum, and they will set aside the pay to pay the workers. O mechal and oisah meisumnim. And they mechalot on the money that they pay the workers, and then they will go and give this kteris to the workers for their pay. Then they'll buy back the new kteris from the truma chadasha, from the money they were given for the truma halishka. So Rashi explains like this: meisro the kteris has a kedusha on it, so you can't stop give it to the workers. So usually they used to take out money from the trumas, from the bedek abayis, and they would be, that money they're supposed to pay the workers with it. So with that money they'll be mechal, take the kedusha off the kateris onto the money, and then they would give this kateris to the umnim, and then later they would buy it back off the umnim with the money from the trumas hadash and trumas the truma chadasha. That's the, then they could use it again for the karbonas hatzibur, because the cord was bought with the truma chadasha. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yosef, Habakuloi, Maisris Tani. He saw all the places of the Maisris. It says clearly that they went and brought it back. Chayzim Balech and Naisim Truma Chadash to go buy it back with the money from the new Truma, like we just explained. But for Achila Tani, we did not learn like that. So it's not Mashma that the Maisris are terrorists. They did this also. Ela Radom Rabbi Yosef, Biyechad Misamamoni Makteris. It means here one of the Samamoni Akteris. That's what used to give the Umbin. And this they used to be mechalot and buy it back. The Rashi says that they were done before Maruyin the Ktoni Echad Misamamoni Akteris for Lake Akteris Petume. In other words, we're talking about now the leftover of one of the Samamonim, let's say one of the incense, before you mixed it up and made it all into the Akteris. The Akteris means all that mixed together. Once it was all mixed and made together, the leftover of that we would not give to the Umnin. But that we say, give it to the umnim, that means one of the incense by themselves, let's say tzori, or the levoina, one thing by itself, there we have left over, that you can give to the umnim. Talking about a word like this. Keteris hoisonasis shesach mono. The keteris was made from 368 mono. Shesa, 365 was connected to Moisechama. Shalosh shemonim yisrael, the extra three emonim shemeher machnisin kohen gadol molech chofnu v'yom kippurim. And this the kohen gadol will bring in Yom Kippur a full handful. V'yashar, the leftover of it, leftover of these three emonim, were nitnul yumnim b'schon, used to pay the workers with it. K'tan, like we learned, moisav akteris, leftover of the kateris, mal yoisim, but what they do with it, is mafrish remenu scharim, they set aside pay for the yumnim. They do set aside money from the Bedek Abayis. And with that money they set aside, there'd be Mechalol, this Keteris on the money. Then they would give the Keteris to the Yumnim B'schor for their pay. and after the human has it, then the choizim loichenoisim truma halishcha. Then they'll go and buy it back off them from the new truma halishcha, the new machfas shekel the people gave another, and then they can use it again for the korban tzibur.
Yeah, now we're holding that rope on the base. Tana rabban, going like this. Tana rabban, that the moisturak toris from the leftover the toris is achat l'shem.